With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Beginning today, Main Street in Carbondale will be closed down between 3rd and 4th Streets to allow businesses to move dining tables and clothing racks into the street. Dan Richardson, mayor of Carbondale, says it will help customers practice social distancing, but he says some business owners are concerned about limited parking because of the closure.
There are some retailers who are saying, we don't want you to close. So we see this as an experiment, and we're going to see how it goes, and we'll likely make modifications.
Richardson says the town's Board of Trustees will reevaluate the plan in the coming weeks based on feedback from local business owners. The Glenwood Caverns Adventure Park in Iron Mountain Hot Springs welcomed back guests this week. Steve Beckley, co-owner of the tourist attraction, says reducing capacity is one way to keep visitors safe.
We've increased our cleaning procedures substantially, but more importantly, we've designed it to allow people to really social distance.
He says installing plexiglass for cashiers and adding sanitizing stations is expensive, on top of an already financially stretched year after the pandemic forced them to close for 3 months.
Well, the hot springs will probably break even, and the caverns will lose maybe $2 million.
With cleaning procedures in place and safety checks for staff, Beckley says he is optimistic people will feel safe during the upcoming summer tourism season. Theater Aspen is accepting nominations for its Aspen Heroes program, which honors Roaring Fork Valley residents working on the front lines of the COVID-19 pandemic. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has more.
The details of Theater Aspen's 2020 summer season are still being worked out due to COVID-19. Taking center stage, however, are essential workers and local leaders who have served the community during the pandemic. Jed Bernstein is Theater Aspen's producing director.
We're really encouraging people to nominate their friends and neighbors as Aspen heroes, and we think throwing the spotlight on the good works of so many of our fellow citizens is a great way to celebrate the summer of 2020.
The heroes will be announced on the 4th of July and will be honored each night at curtain call and in person with a VIP night this summer. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson, Arts and Culture Desk.
Wildfire season is upon us, and as fire crews start heading out, politicians and the Trump administration are at odds at the measures needed to keep firefighters safe and on the job. The Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick reports.
During fire season, fire crews work and live in close quarters, but the requirements around testing for COVID-19 depend on where they are working. For example, any firefighter coming into Alaska is automatically tested. Laura McCarthy is the state forester for New Mexico. She just testified at a House Natural Resources Committee.
We have found ourselves dealing with the implications of a firefighter who left a fire after it was over, found a positive test 5, 6, 7, 10 days later, and then having to deal with the cascade of effects.
Like their fellow firefighters being quarantined for 14 days when they need to be out in the field. Testing isn't mandatory for federal firefighters. Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia introduced a bill this week that would change that. As of Wednesday, the bill has one co-sponsor, Senator Tom Udall of New Mexico. Much of our region is expected to see above normal risk for wildfires this summer. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
Some portions of Pickens, Garfield, and Eagle counties are experiencing moderate drought. Alex Hager reports it's because of hotter temperatures and below average precipitation in April and May.
Those factors have also led to accelerated snowmelt. This winter saw normal levels of snowpack, but a hot, dry spring has it melting out early. That could mean limited water resources this summer, according to the National Water and Climate Center. As a result, stream flows in the Roaring Fork watershed are projected to be below average by about 10% to 30%. Steve Hunter is a hydrologist with the City of Aspen. He says worsening conditions could lead to water reduction rules, but there's no cause for alarm right now.
We're not there yet by any means, but we are monitoring it in case we do need to go that route.
Most of southern Colorado is experiencing extreme drought, including a large part of nearby Gunnison County. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
And I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.